As the beloved Lord Maitreya speaks his heart to us tonight, we ask our mighty I Am presence to bless him and to pour forth with him tonight all the sacred fire that our presence and he know, all the power necessary to compel the purification of all within our land that sets us free. Beloved ones of the heart of the world, tonight as we come into the lower atmosphere of Earth, we are bringing added powers for your release and powers that you can use as time goes on for the release of others who are brought to you. In the release of the activities of the sacred fire into outer physical conditions, there is drawn into the powers of nature certain pressure of energy by the streams of the sacred fire, which we are drawing into outer world conditions. It may take time to reveal some of the changes, and it may not. Some of the changes which compel purification can come instantly, and only by the action of the cosmic law and the command of cosmic beings is that determined. But in your own individual affairs, demand frequently all the ascended master powers of the sacred fire necessary to force purification everywhere you abide. The purification that sets you free. And if you demand it, you shall have it. And I ask you today, tonight, in the power that is surging through the whole student body, to realize that you are the guardians of these powers that are entrusted to your care. And they are given you, my loved ones, for use. So do not feel that, well, if I don't want to use that today, maybe I'll do that tomorrow. You'd be in very grave difficulty if we answer you that way. And I say to you, your nation needs your call every day. Don't wait till tomorrow to help America. Don't wait till tomorrow to call for help to the rest of the world that forces purification. Because every hour, the plans of the sinister force can be interfered with more and more quickly as these great rivers of the sacred fire are released into outer atmospheric conditions to prevent the fulfillment of many plans that even the sinister force knows are going to fail, but they are determined to do as much damage as possible before they are commanded to leave the earth. For the command, I assure you, is going to be given. Thank you, precious ones. Beloved Saint Germain told you a long time ago that when destructive forces, conceit becomes fear, their end is very rapid. And for your, shall we say, inside information, those impositions of trust and authority who should long ago have helped mankind but have chosen to do otherwise, I say to you tonight, they have a great deal of fear, and their conceit is waning. Thank you, precious ones. So, if you will demand of the cosmic law all activities, all ascended master powers of the sacred fire to charge without reservation and with such cosmic onrush into all physical conditions, that force, the purification that is needed, then individually many of these powers can come into action for you in your affairs that otherwise might be some time yet coming. Now, the paramount concentration of energy, the most concentrated energy in the universe, is the great fiery love to which we have called your attention, the fiery love of that great cosmic violet consuming flame that is a direct concentrated power of the electronic force from your physical sun, as well as from the mighty I Am presence and the great central sun. So when you begin to demand into physical conditions, and that's exactly the way I would say it, all the ascended master powers of the sacred fire, that force purification instantly in outer physical action, just go on, make the call. I'll leave the results in the hands of the cosmic law. And if some very drastic changes occur, do not allow your sympathy to be touched, and go on about your business. I let the cosmic law act, for I assure you, it makes no mistakes. The sacred fire cannot make any mistakes. And all the powers of the sacred fire can never make mistakes. Therefore, whatever change takes place in outer world conditions will always be for the better. And if some individuals are disappointed because they could not destroy as many as they thought they were going to, that's none of your concern. You know, you've been warned about that faculty or quality of curiosity, you remember. So I would not become curious about those who must face their own retribution. Don't become curious. Leave that in the hands of the lords of karma. Because just as sure as this universe exists, are they going to meet the recoil of their own devilish plan. Thank you, precious ones. You know, very often a zone of safety is designated on your highways and so on. And if you want to save yourselves, you stay within those zones, don't you? Usually, if you have the protection. Well, I say to you, the ascended master powers of the sacred fire are the zone of safety in which you can abide if you demand they come forth and force the purification that keeps you safe. I think I'm making myself very plain tonight. Thank you, precious one. Now, the powers of the sacred fire are the safety zone for you. And if I were you, I would demand and keep on demanding such fiery illumination by all the ascended master powers of the sacred fire into yourselves and into your affairs, and into the world about you. Demand the fiery illumination of all the ascended master powers of the sacred fire into all your outer activities, and you will be grateful beyond words, because you will be warned ahead, protected ahead, supplied ahead, and controlled so you don't get out of your zone of safety. That's very practical. And I assure you, there isn't a thing in the universe more practical than the ascended master's powers, power and powers of the sacred fire. In the first place, that is the flame of life in your hearts. It's the flame in the hearts of the ascended host. It's in the flame of the heart of the physical sun and the great temple sun. It is the heart command of life. It is the heart power from the great temple sun. And it is the great all-controlling power of this whole system of worlds. And if it can control this system of worlds, it can control you and your little world. Sometimes your world is not as little as you think it is. So if you demand everything in your being and world be charged completely forever with the ascended master's powers of the sacred fire that control everything around you, you cannot help but have protection and perfection and supply. You see, I'm trying to take good care of you. thank you, precious ones, with all my heart. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. Now I'm going to take you in to the secret of my heart. Don't fail to charge all your feeling with the ascended master's feeling that makes your decrees act in all outer conditions instantly with eternal fulfillment. It's the feeling, my dear ones, from our octave that you need here to give you more instantaneous fulfillment of your calls. Because if there is uncertainty in your feeling as to how soon your call will produce manifestation, that feeling is an element of doubt, therefore it is a delay. But if you will take every bit of the energy of your feeling world and demand that all your life, all your energy, be charged forever with the ascended master's feeling of the instantaneous, victorious action of your call in yourselves, in your affairs, in the nation and the world, you will find our feeling as a pressure of energy that is power infinite. And so from tonight, demand that you never again feel anything but ascended master feeling of the instantaneous victory and instantaneous power and powers of the sacred fire that will never let you feel anything but our almighty fiery love of the mighty I Am presence control everywhere forever. You can apply this also to illumination as well. But the whole obstruction, dear ones, in mankind, attainment on the path is in the feeling. And when you demand the ascended master's feeling of the powers of the sacred fire blaze into all of your feeling, make you feel the ascended master's feeling of the instantaneous fulfillment of your call, my dear ones, what you have called miracles, the blessings you have had have been miracles, but in the future, you will begin to come in to the instantaneous action that is our use of the law, the cosmic powers of the law. And when you demand ascended master feeling, I assure you, don't be surprised if I use some slang, the hordes of the shadows will scram. So, precious ones, there isn't a word in existence that conveys exactly what that word does to both your mind and your feeling and produces the picture of that which is to be. There are some words in the slang of mankind that are surely very, very true to the effect they produce. You have another word that is unmatched by anything else, and it is pep, not the breakfast food. Precious ones, you have no idea what that word does to your feeling. Every one of these words has an effect on the energy of your emotional body. And that's why I bring this to your attention, because sometimes with a great joyous surge and fierce determination to have the ascended master's feeling and powers of the sacred fire act instantly and in full control of your feeling, your energy, you can sometimes use just one word and the feeling will change instantly in you. You know, there's a right use for everything. And when everything is in its right place, it will always produce perfection. And so, in calling forth the ascended master's powers of the sacred fire into all the energy of your feeling, demand ascended master feeling. Come in and control and possess all, wherever human feeling seems to be. And, oh dear one, it will be like a blazing sun coming into your world that will as surely force the shadows into annihilation as you make the call. You have no idea what you can have if you will only do this thing. For I'm going to say something that's rather shocking, but 90% of your troubles are in your emotional bodies, not in your mind nearly so much. Your attention sometimes allows destructive pictures to come, which is very bad. But I tell you, the energy by which things live is in your feeling. So if you will go into action now and call the ascent of master's powers of the sacred fire into all the energy of your feeling world and make you feel the ascent of master's feeling, you won't be bothered with irritation and distress and struggle of human feelings. Because I tell you frankly, the ascent of master's feeling is a far greater pressure of energy than all the human creation in this world put together. You see, when you call for our feeling of any special quality, it is a feeling that has infinite energy as power and pressure behind it, while your feeling only has the gathered energy of that which is of human generation in this world. Ours is infinite, belongs to the whole system of worlds. So, oh, don't hesitate to use this. Don't delay in using it. Move into action and be relentless. Whenever human feeling comes to your attention, demand the ascended master powers of the sacred fire of their feeling. Move into all energy and put an end to that human. This is the transmuting flame that raises you into the divine. And so, my dear ones, as you enter into the new year, make it a year of ascended master feelings and ascended master powers of the sacred fire in such cosmic victory that no force of human discord dare approach or enter in to you or your world. You can make yourself so invincible with this call that you could stand in the midst of any kind of chaos, and not one feeling would ever touch you but that which comes from above, from your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host. The feeling in the world around you could never come near. Oh, you will feel such relief. You will feel such mastery in this. And you will have such instantaneous answers to your calls that you will never forget to use it again. I charge your memory with the fire of my feeling to do this thing until the surge is so irresistible that you move forward without delay. And no shadow dare enter in to the pathway of the sacred fire ahead of you. Thus do I open the pathway for you in the coming year, and thus does my love clear that pathway, and thus does the sacred fire go forth to prepare for you all things that you require now in rendering the service that helps to purify your nation and releases your fellow man from the claws of the hordes of the shadows. So, precious ones, in all the love and gratitude at our command, we charge this into your feeling world tonight. And do you know what else this will do? It will anchor within you and hold within you the feeling you have in the room when we are giving these dictations, which many times the next morning you wake up and you wonder why I can't feel what I did last night. But if you go to town with this decree, you will retain the feeling that we give you while we are dictating. And then that becomes yours. And as you feel it within you, will it act instantly at your command in your affairs. So, blessed ones, go forward now and demand such victory for all that is of the light now and for all time ahead, and flood everywhere the ascended master powers of the sacred fire with such ascended master feeling into all the energy of your mental and feeling world that it compels your victory, compels your supply released, holds your invincible protection, and compels illumination to you and for you and through you to your fellow man, that you may go forward as the legions of light, dauntless in your quest for happiness and invincibly victorious always by our feeling in you and your world to compel God made manifest here to glorify all that is of God's creation. And thank you with all my love. And beloved Lord Maitreya, in the fullness of our hearts, love and gratitude and blessing to life, we ask you to maintain in us tonight this feeling of your power and powers of the sacred fire that control everything in and around those under this radiation and compel instantaneous fulfillment of our calls everywhere. And we ask you to bless our new magazine tonight with all the love of your heart, and let beloved Master Jesus' words go forth and render such service to life that they draw his feeling in and around us with such cosmic victory over all in this world that everywhere mankind does turn to the light and forever stays within the love of its heart. For the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another, glorifying us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such powers of the sacred fire, at such ascended master feeling of our instantaneous victorious release of all that compels perfection to those under this radiation. Surge it forward and possess and control all for eternity. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in your ascended master feeling of all the powers of the sacred fire that come under your direction, and blaze them through us, and see we never feel anything but the feeling of your victory and your heart powers and command of life everywhere. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Lord Maitreya. And thank you, all the ascended host, for the feeling of your love and the powers of your victory to come in now and control all physical conditions wherever we abide. Compel that perfection to become eternal to this world. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand. Become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with all the feeling that is of human quality. Keep us insulated in the powerhouse of the sacred fire, and blaze its powers of ascended master feeling into all that we contact, and compel our victory manifest and freedom to come forth and fill our nation and the world with full power forever. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence, the beloved Lord Maitreya, asking the great ones to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with a world-enfolding flame of all the powers and the power of the ascended master's feeling. Send that feeling everywhere and dissolve all else from creation for eternity. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. And tonight we ask such blessings upon those great ones who are ministering from the Royal Teton, that as we come there tonight, we ask them to charge into all the energy of our life streams their feeling forever of their powers of the sacred fire and their invincible victory and fiery love of the mighty I Am Presence in cosmic Christ control for eternity. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers, convey the heart center of creation, our heart's call, to all the light, all the help, all the power, and all the feeling from the great central sun of its invincible mastery and control of everything in this world, blazing in through and around and to those under this radiation, and compelling perfection and invincible protection manifest forever in cosmic action. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may its feeling from heights indescribable come forth in such power that it surges into all of our feeling and forever closes out all else.